It's the TSW Toy Box Podcast from Talk Star Wars. Each month, collect a brand new show, each released separately, featuring three hosts with movable arms and legs. Mark.
The Supreme Master, the Emperor.
Jeremy.
And he's got a lightsaber.
And moderated by Rob.
There's a trash monster.
It's the TSW Toy Box from Talk Star Wars.
Now I know the Force is with us.
Hello, all you collectors out there. This is going to be a bit different this month. Your collection is down to one person, and that person is me, Mark. Rob and Jeremy are indisposed this time, but if you've listened to me on the Toy Run, you enjoy me rambling on about Star Wars toys. That's what I'm going to do today. Obviously, it's not going to be as long a show as normal. We've got some interviews lined up for the future, which are very interesting. We're having Jarrett Cope from the Star Wars Tracker. Got some exciting news to tell you all. Steel Saunders, you might know him from his podcast. He does love Star Wars, and he has got a great collection, which we'll find out about. And also Mr. Palatoy himself, Jason Smith. He uncovered the Toy Tony scandal, which we'll talk about when we get him on the show. But that's all in the future to look forward to. And what you've got to look forward to today is me. You lucky people. As we do every month, we'll start with the recent acquisitions. Obviously, I'll go first. They're only me here. I went to Manchester, paid my respects. Laid some flowers, but I went to see the Star Wars man, who is in the top floor of Afflex, which is a vintage warehouse full of toys, games, video games, clothes, you name it, they've got it in there. I did mention this on the Toy Run, the aforementioned Star Wars man. He's not the happiest of chaps, normally, but he seemed pretty happy this time. Certainly as I was buying some figures off him. I got the Wiki, Klaatu and Reyes I needed for my collection. I've since got a prune face. So now I just need the Admiral Ackbar to round off the first 79. I do need 10 of the last 17, which is going to be fairly expensive. I do need some weapons for the figures I've got, two or three Rebel Blasters, a couple of Bespin Blasters, Bossk Rifle, a few other bits. But then I'll be going on to the last 17 we've talked about before. It's going to cost me a pretty penny, but it's going to be worth it in the end. It's me collection has looked pretty good in my cabinet. I did go on a toy run today at Pudsey Toy Fair, trying to get me Admiral Ackbar. No such luck. The Toy Fair was a pretty big washout. No vintage figures whatsoever. There were a few modern ones. Power of the Force 2 ones. There was some bootleg Chinese ones, but he did have a sign up, say,
telling me that there were, which you could tell anyway, because
they're terrible. If you've seen the pictures on the Toy Box Facebook group, each card has Padme Amidala, even though it's the character, the figure itself is not Padme. They are terrible. The cards do have a part for the chip, the Comtech chip that is to come out that made them talk, but obviously there's no chip there, just a crappy plastic figure. Suffice to say, I didn't buy any of those. There was a guy that I bought some figures off
in Bolton, the Bolton Toy Fair, which I've talked about before, where
he was selling Reaper or weapons. I'm not sure if he really knew they were selling them, but as I said, he should know if he's selling. I don't think he recognised me. He did say to Debbie that he does have some vintage, but he didn't bring them today. That was either lucky on his part, because I might have had a little word with him. I did email him, and he did offer a refund. But I kept the figures, and
as I said before, I keep the repro weapons as a guideline, as a guide as to what I need to be looking for. I was looking for some weapons today, but it's a toy and train fair, and there's a lot of trains, a lot of diecast cars. There was somebody selling things for 50p. And I got a few bits. I believe it's a Pizza Hut Darth Vader from the 1990s. Where you spin it round and it shows Anakin's burnt head underneath, which was pretty cool. I got a mouse mat from WH Smith's. It's a $7.99 on it for 50p. And 3D one from the 1990s. I got a Micro Machine Darth Vader. And if you remember the Obi-Wan Kenobi ghost figure from the VHS video packs that you got free, got that for 50p. One other thing I got recently was the Disney Deluxe Ray. Now I've got the Sphero BB-8, and I was told that if I got the Ray and put them together, they're about the same scale, which it does look quite good
on display. I did take it out of the box, which is not like me, but since I've started my loose run, I'm very more open minded as to whether to take things out of the boxes.
She's a really good sculpt.
Looks like Daisley Ridley. You get the staff,
backpack,
you get another pair of hands, and the pistol that Han gives her. You also get the lightsaber, which is a good addition, but I like to display with the staff. That goes very well with the BB-8. And for £10, you can't go wrong. I'm going to be looking for the Darth Vader and the Princess Leia Deluxe, I think. They are £15. I don't know why Rey and Jin are £10. Maybe they've got more of those, I don't know. Maybe the Vader and the Princess Leia are more popular at the moment. They might come down. I'll keep my eye out on those. As I've said, since I started to get my loose to run together, I do get things out of the box. I did. When I had my shop, nothing came out of the box. I tried to buy sealed items most of the time. But I mean, you tell me how you feel. Do you like loose or do you like boxed? Also, with the vintage items, it's more desirable to have boxed items. I did have a Slave unboxed, an AT-AT, Millennium Falcon, all boxed. I would always try to get them complete, and if there were things missing, I'd try and find them. I also used to like sell things complete. I've got the Puppet Yoda. I've got that boxed. But most of my collection now are loose. I've got the B-Wing Fighter loose. I would love to get most of the vehicles loose now. The Scout Walker is one of my favourites. I'd like that loose. The only thing I've got boxed is a speeder bike, which is in a GW acrylic case in my cabinet. It's getting pretty full in there, so it might have to go to IKEA and invest in a new cabinet. I'd like the AT-AT, Millennium Falcon, obviously. Not one of my favourites, but if I'm going to get the line, I might as well get the vehicles as well. So what I'm going to do now is going to tell you about the vintage line, give you a general history about Kenner. I did put this in the toy run, but it's interesting to go through again. Give it a listen. I might be doing a pop quiz later. So do take notes.
It all started in 1976 when George Lucas pitched the Star Wars movie merchandising rights to numerous toy companies. One being Mego Corporation, who were producing a very successful line for Marvel, DC and Star Trek. They were by far the league leaders in the figures at the time, but passed on Star Wars because they believed it was a one-off movie and Star Trek was more a long-term license. George finally got Cincinnati Company Kenner, a part of the General Mills group, on board. He had ideas of t-shirts and posters, but Kenner had bigger things planned. Lucas was understandably eager to tie up a deal, and he'd offset a low fee for writing and directing the film, just £96,000, by negotiating ownership of the merchandising rights. These weren't thought to be worth much because back then nobody did merchandising by the outposter. Even Alec Guinness was sold on the idea as part of the salary for A New Hope, and he received 2.5% of part of his fee. Kenner can hardly be praised for any great amount of the foresight that George had. They were so unconvinced that the film would be a success that it was totally unprepared for the enormous toy demand in the Christmas period following the success of the movie. As a result, Kenner took the infamous decision to sell kids a dubious early bird certificate package, an empty box containing a promise to ship 4 figures when they were ready. The delivery of these figures would occur almost a year after the film had come out in 1978. The 4 initial figures under offer were Luke Skywalker, double telescoping lightsaber, R2-D2, the clicking head, Princess Leia, the blaster, and Chewbacca with the green bowcaster. These are very sought after now, and even the certificate itself can be seen for around £1,000. 8 more joined when the figures were ready: Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Vader, Han Solo, C-3PO, Stormtrooper, Death Squad Commander, Jawa, and Sand People. Kenner went with a 3¾-inch figure, which was much smaller than usual 11½-inch size. These were much cheaper to produce, an important factor during the time of the oil crisis. It is interesting to note that Mego turned to 3¾, with Star Trek, Black Hole, and other lines in a failed attempt to catch up with Kenner. They never did catch up and closed down in 1983. 3¾ is now the norm for toy figures. Kenner went on to make officially 96 figures in the original line. They sold over 300 million toys, including vehicles and playsets. The figures were offered for sale in a number of countries outside the US. These were usually sold through other companies, many of which were subsidiaries of General Mills. In the UK, the Star Wars license was held by Palatoy, which imported the figures and packaged them in the UK on Palatoy branded carbacks. Analogous arrangements were made in place in Spain with the company PBP Poc. In France, it was Meccano. In the Benelux countries, it was Clipper. In Germany, it was Parker. In Italy, with Harbert. And in Scandinavia, with Brio Playmix. In Japan, the line was first controlled by the company Takara, then by Poppy, and finally Sakuda. These companies produced figures from 1978 to 1985, when production stopped due to lack of sales. No new Star Wars films were coming out, and toy companies were moving on to G.I. Joe, A-Team, and He-Man figures. The Lost 17, also known as The Power of the Force, came out in 1985, also included a coin. These were Yak Face, EV-99, R2-D2 with the pop-up lightsaber, Han Solo with carbonite, Warwick, Imperial Dignitary, Romba, Lando Calrissian General, Anakin Skywalker, Luke Skywalker in Stormtrooper outfit, Imperial Gunner, Luke Skywalker in Battle Poncho from Endor, A-Wing Pilot, and Manaman and Barada.
Oh, there you go. Sorry about the quality of the sound there.
So, as I said earlier, I do not have a interview for this show this month. But what I'm going to do now is going to let you listen to the Antiques Roadshow from 2015, where a guy brought a load of Star Wars figures, vehicles. Just interesting to hear what the experts got to say. So have a listen.
A long time ago, in a town far, far away from Bolsover, I saw a film as a little boy, and that film was Star Wars, and I'm guessing you saw the same.
That's right. 1984, I went to see
Return of the Jedi with Mum and Dad. Presumably this was a fantastically exciting moment, and the minute you came out of the cinema, you had to go and buy this array of toys connected
absolutely,
to the film.
Yeah. I think I'd already started collecting them prior to the film, but it kind of got bigger after that.
Star Wars toys were made from the 1970s, the late 1970s onwards, in America by Kenner, and in Britain by Palitoy. And you've got mainly Palitoy figures here, and toys here, but a couple I notice are by Kenner. But you seem to me to have been an extremely careful child.
Yes. Unusual, I think, for children nowadays, but I put everything away back in the boxes, other than the figures, of course, but, yeah, everything went back away.
And then presumably, like so many of these things, disappeared off into the attic. I know that's where my figures are.
Absolutely, yeah. They've been up there for 10 plus years, just sat under covers and dust sheets and they're off.
And how do you feel about that? What does this mean to you?
I think it means a little bit more space.
So you're in favour of them going out?
Yes, definitely.
And how do you feel about that?
It's just not getting appreciated. It's sat in the loft for so long, and I'm sure somebody could make a good home with it.
The good news is that there are a lot of collectors for these pieces, and what's really driving the Star Wars market at the moment is nostalgia. It's people such as you and I who saw the films as children, and perhaps there were toys you couldn't have. Perhaps there were toys Mum and Dad said no, or you had enough, things you always wanted. And prices have risen dramatically over the past 10 years, even to the point that some pieces are fetching hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds. Now, you were a careful child. You looked after the figures, but like any child, you ripped open the boxes and you wanted to play with them. And unfortunately, that has affected the value. What collectors are really looking for are pieces in what they call carded condition. So they still have their plastic bubble wrap. Mm-hmm. And also the date of the figure is important as well. If it's from the early series with 12 figures on the back, that's what really collectors are looking out for and pay the highest prices for. So the figures as they stand, you've got quite a lot of them, are worth somewhere between sort of 50p and sort of maybe 10 or 15 pounds each. There might be some rarer figures in here that need looking at. But the pieces in boxes, that's what I'm really interested in. I mean, the Millennium Falcon, an iconic spacecraft in Star Wars, a box piece like that, anywhere from sort of 50 to 200 pounds, depending on condition, and also completeness. The X-Wing is good news, Dagobah, of course, Yoda, who can forget that scene in Empire Strikes Back, I'm sure you remember, anywhere from sort of 20, 30 pounds up to about sort of 80 or 100 pounds. So in all, good news, you're probably looking at sort of high hundreds of pounds for the whole lot.
That's fantastic, yeah.
If you do decide to sell them, there must be one piece that you really want to keep.
Absolutely. It would have to be the X-Wing. It's the iconic spacecraft from the original film, and everybody knows it, so I definitely have to keep it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. That was very informative for you. The valuations on some of the things were very low. It was 2 years ago. The Millennium Falcon, £50. It looked like it was in really good condition. I do believe it go for about 150-200, but he did have some nice things there. Again, as I said earlier, the boxed items go for a lot more. It's just taste, really, but also depends how much money you've got to spend on these items. As you might have seen recently in Vectis, the panel cape Jawa went for £21,000. Which is a lot of money. You could buy a car for that. I would love a vinyl cape Jawa, but I wouldn't pay £21,000 for it, even if it did say Palitoy on it. I do have a collector friend who has the full carded figures, Star Wars characters in the Star Wars card, Empire Strikes Back on Empire Strikes Back card, and Jedi on Jedi card. He's got all the Trilogo variants as well. Amazing collection. I'm very, very jealous, but obviously the loss is what I'm collecting. It depends on your pocket, really. So on to the last month's competition. As you know, we was giving away the Jedi Luke, the vintage Jedi Luke. I did add a cloak to it. I drew it on the toy box Facebook page the other day. Did it on the live feed, and the winner was Andy Smith. It's bringing its way onto him right now, and I hope he enjoys that. I've enjoyed it, Andy. Just put some pictures up when you receive it.
be looking forward to seeing that. And I hope it's the beginning of a lengthy journey for you. Probably expensive, and I do apologise for that, but I am trying to get more people into vintage. And it really shouldn't really, because it'll be less for me. But more people to talk to about it, which is what we're here for. More people to listen to the podcast, which I really don't need at the moment. And I'm trying to get companies to notice this podcast, so they send us some nice stuff to review. That's happened with Tesco's. They're going to send me some items, probably what they've got lying about, but they're so good enough to send me some. I've had some disappointing results from a few companies, which I won't name, but hopefully we'll get a few people listening to the podcast, and we'll get some companies recognising us, and we can get more and more stuff to review, to look at. At the moment, I'm buying things to review. I've got the R2D2, which I should be doing sometime soon. I do want to review all the Black Series. I did start with the Darth Vader, which is just not just a repack, it's a new sculpt for New Hope. It's really good. You get the display stand for all the 40th anniversary figures with that. If there's anything you want me to review, vintage for the toy box, or anything for the toy run, just let me know. I'm on the Toy Box Facebook page every day, posting things, news, reviews, toy runs, anything that I've been doing. Hope she'll be on there. If your messages, post something on there, feel free. I would like some feedback. That would be most helpful. I've got a couple more things to give away, but I'm not going to do it this month. As you know, it's a different podcast this month. Try and get the band back together for next month. I will be giving away either a Black Series gin or a vintage Darth Vader. That's up to you. Just let me know. I might put a poll up on the Toy Box group. See which figure you'd like me to give away next. Your wish is my command. So, things I'm going to be looking for this month. Obviously, the Admiral Ackbar, which I need to complete the first 79. Anything from the last 17. There's 10 of the last 17. I'd like the and carbonite, probably. If I can get that cheap enough, they usually go for about between 60 and 80 loose. Anything else, really? I'm always looking for a good deal, Star Wars wise. I know the Attacked is £99 at Toys R Us. It's quite large, not much room for that, but I will be interested. Any of the 40th anniversary Black Series would be nice. As you might have heard in the toy run, I do moan about Hasbro nearly every day. The distribution is utterly horrendous. But without Hasbro, where would we be? Probably Funko Pops doing figures. It's not a bad idea. The reaction figures are quite good. But that's another story. I'll leave that for another day. So if you want to get in touch, get some feedback, tell me how boring I am. If indeed there are any people listening to this podcast, or any of my podcasts, Toy Box on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with the other guys, at Rob Wade Vision and at Rowling Jeremy Twitter. I am at Blue Harvest UK on Twitter. If you want to email us, it's talkstarwarsinfo@gmail.com. If you just put in the subject heading Toy Run or Toy Box, that'll get straight to us and get forward straight to us. So, I do promise you a better podcast next month for the Toy Box. But if you do listen to the Toy Run, let me know. I do that daily. And listen to the upcoming interviews exciting interviews we will be getting. So all that's left to say is, may the toys be with you.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.